Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas 1958 was the best Christmas that ever there was. God bless you, merry gentlemen.
That was very nice, Mr. Lucas. 1958. Was it the best Christmas ever? I'd have to disagree, I'm afraid.
Well, it's black and white. Everyone's got coal fires.
Everyone has got coal fires. Coal fires are massive in London, I read.
Oh.
That's why in the late 40s through to the sort of late 60s, it was known as the old smoke. And what else was it known? The Peace Super.
Oh.
Because they were all close to the Thames. The Thames, rather. The Thames. And then all the coal fires as well that caused smog. The smoke off the Thames and the smoke from the fires caused smog. And it was that thick. It's just like a history lesson, isn't it? It was that thick that there's reports of bus drivers or bus companies having to hire somebody to guide the bus with a flaming torch through the streets.
No way.
How mad is that?
That is mad. Fucking mad. Welcome to this, the first episode of the December episodes 2023.
Where did the time go?
I know. We are now full balls deep in Crimbo.
Blop, 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 blop. That's me getting balls deep.
Oh, sloppy. ways to contact the show. It's christmaspod@gmail.com. We're on the Twitters. All these are in the show notes, I think.
Yeah.
We're on Thread and all that. We're on X, yeah. We've got an Instagram. Send us your music at the end of the episode, and we'll put it in at the end of the episode. Now, I think Paul Brill is going to send me. He's just done a production of Scrooge.
Yeah.
And on his podcast, Better Call Paul, see what he did there? The Life of a Musician. He played two musical tracks from that, one from the opening of the theatre production and one from the end. So I've asked him if we can use them. So hopefully it'll be at the end of this episode and the December 16th episode. But there's a special treat going. We're doing a Christmas Day episode from church. We're going to do a service on Christmas Day, but we're going to end the episode with a recording that Paul took with his choir in Germany in the summer. So they go on tour, they bombed our chippy. So it's a very Paul Brill heavy month, hopefully.
Good on Paul Brill.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I love where he lives. Oh. The A96, up and down it like a whore's knickers.
Right, okay, so I'll start. My year is 1958, that I was tasked to find out what happened to Christmas, the Christmas period of 1958. Christmas Day was a Thursday, so we've agreed that Thursday is one of the good ones. So you get Thursday, Friday off as your Christmas Day and your Boxing Day, straight into your weekend.
Yeah, it's nice.
A nice long Christmas. It didn't snow. And the forecast in London was Christmas Day was forecast as drizzly with heavy fog. I just talked about that. But no, it never snowed.
Sound. Nice one, Wincy Willis.
Well, I've cut my weather service short because you mocked me last time. I'm still deeply injured by your remarks from last time. Same with me. Weather went on too long, so that's it. One sentence now, that's all you're getting.
It was a 2-hour episode. 1 hour 50 was weather, and then to Brazil.
News. So I'll start off with a sad one.
Oh.
But it's topical.
Oh.
Because we've just had the funeral of Bobby Charlton, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, when this comes out, it was a few months ago. February the 6th, 1958, was the Munich air disaster.
Wow. That is topical.
22 out of the 40 people on board the BEA Flight 609 died at takeoff from Munich Airport. Those killed included 8 members of the Manchester United football team who were nicknamed the Busby Babes.
Yeah, sad times.
Yeah, and topical, obviously, because as I've just said there, Bobby Charlton's just had his funeral at the time of recording.
Yeah. It's amazing, just touching on it, like football back then, Liverpool loaned players and various other clubs loaned players to Man United so that they could carry on playing football and stuff like that. And like Matt Busby played for Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know, so we have got a connection, rightly or wrongly, with Man United, but in times of tragedy, we do look after each other, or we did. I think we still would, to be honest.
And like I said, eight members of the team died. They weren't, they were first team players, you know, they were the main players.
Yeah. They didn't have squads back then, did they?
No, you basically had 13 players, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Britain's first motorway opens, the Preston Bypass.
Ooh.
A section of the M6. This motorway now covers 230 miles from the Midlands to the Scottish border.
Certainly does. Spend my life on that motorway, me.
Britain's first parking meters were introduced in Mayfair, London. Michael Bond published A Bear Called Paddington. Europe feared nuclear conflict through the 1950s. The CND, the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, was launched in London this year.
Mm.
CND.
Still going on.
April 3rd, in Cuba, Fidel Castro's Revolutionary Army begins its attacks on Havana. Castro, the Cuban dictator, revolutionary and politician, who became the Prime Minister of Cuba in 1959, and later the President, turned Cuba into a one-party communist state. Industry and businesses were nationalized and socialist reforms were implemented throughout society.
Yeesh. Have some of that.
Not bad. The Great Chinese Famine begins in 1958.
Does it?
Didn't know there was one, to be fair.
No.
Ending in 1961, causing the death of nearly 30 million.
You're messing.
30 million.
Fucking hell. No one even talks about that.
No.
Supposed to do in China, like.
The Great Chinese Famine, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
June 29th, Brazil beat Sweden 5-2 in the final game of the World Cup.
The yellow one. Pele plays in that, though, surely.
58, he must have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 54 was his first, wasn't it? As a 17-year-old, whatever he was.
Something like that, yeah. Pele!
In August, Notting Hill riots.
Oh.
Riots occurring between blacks and whites in Notting Hill, London. A mob of between 300 and 400 white people were seen on Bramley Road attacking the houses of West Indian residents. The disturbances, rioting and attacks continued every night until the 5th of September.
Wow.
The Metropolitan Police arrested more than 140 people during the 2 weeks of disturbances, mostly white youths, but also many black people found carrying weapons. A report to the Metropolitan Police Commissioner stated that of 108 people charged with the crimes, such as GBH, 72 were white and 36 were black. The sentencing of 9 white youths by Mr. Justice Salmon had been passed into judicial law as an example of exemplary sentencing, a harsh punishment intended to act as a deterrent to others. Each of the youths received 5 years in prison and ordered to pay £500.
Wow. They'll be in their 80s now if they're still alive.
It's steep that, though, in 5 years for GBH. I mean, I know racist riots were bad, but 5 years for GBH.
Well, I don't know how to sentence people. Grievous bodily harm.
I don't know.
That's why you're not a judge.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at some senses and you go, how was that only 4 years? And then something like, I don't know, robbery gets 10 years.
Crazy.
I'll leave it there. I'll just leave it there. September 12th, 1958, Jack Kilby, a Texas Instruments engineer, invented the microchip.
Oh, nice one, Jack.
It would revolutionize the electrics and the electronics industry, helping make cell phones and computers as widespread as they are today.
We're literally making podcasts on
well in Jack. British Overseas Airways Corporation uses the new de Havilland Comet jet to become the first airline to fly jet passenger services across the Atlantic.
Oh.
The BOAC. November 20th, the birth of the Muppets, as Jim Henson's company is founded as Muppets Incorporated.
In 1958? Fucking hell.
Where am I now? Oh, December 1958, invention of the laser. Every now and then a scientific breakthrough occurs that has a revolutionary impact on daily life. One example of this is the invention of the laser, which stands for, you know, light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
I'm still reeling over fucking Miss Piggy being born.
1958. Elvis Presley has the most top entries in 1958 with five in total, all of them peaking within the top three in January. Jailhouse Rock became the first ever record to debut at number one in the UK singles chart.
Wow.
So until then, everything had like built up a momentum to get to number one. He just went straight in.
Straight in. Boosh after.
Well, that's the news.
Sounds. I love that.
And on that note, we'll get into the movies, because the first one I put down in 1958 is Jailhouse Rock. Elvis. Vince Everett, a construction worker, accidentally murders a man in a brawl. CBH get 5 years for that. He's arrested for manslaughter, but his life changes when he learns to play guitar in prison.
And dance.
Don't bum me, I can play the guitar.
Oh, can I hold a tune instead of your touch?
Oh God, we've mentioned this many times on this podcast. South Pacific is brought out in 1958.
Wow.
Nellie Forbush, a nurse stationed in a South Pacific island during World War II, falls in love with Emile Debec, a French planter.
She should have been in the circus.
Why?
Nelly Forbush. I can pee out of that one. I can pong out of that one.
Isn't she on The Greatest Showman?
Might be.
Their relationship is doomed to end due to war. The soundtrack dominated the album charts from November 1958 with a record-breaking 115 weeks at number one. 70 of them consecutively.
Yeah.
That is freaking mind-blowing.
I have listened to the soundtrack because of this podcast. And yeah, it was all right. Like, I've never watched it, and I never will.
Okay. As is your right. 1958, obviously, Westerns are massive, so there's a lot of Westerns. I've just picked out the one they reckon was the best. Man of the West, Gary Cooper. Cattle on a Hot Tin Roof, Liz Taylor and Paul Newman. Hitchcock's Vertigo, James Stewart. Supposed to be one of his best movies. A lot of people say it's not. Dracula.
Never seen it.
Dracula, Peter Cushing as Dr. Van Helsing and Christopher Lee as Count Dracula.
Dr. Van Helsing.
Ta-ra, Matty.
Ta-ra, Matty, lad.
Craig said, ta-ra. He said, bye.
Oh.
Elvis is back again with another movie, King Creole. Danny, with a high school diploma, takes a job at a nightclub, the King Creole. However, things take a turn for the worse when his ex-boss tries.
He accidentally murders someone.
But he can play guitar, so he's all right. His ex-boss tries to threaten him.
With Bowman.
Attack of the 50-foot woman.
Yes, now we're talking.
Right, so have you watched it? I remember watching it years and years and years ago, probably 15 years ago, right? Because yeah. I was just intrigued by it. Now, the movie poster looks amazing. She looks like she's demolishing everything and causing mayhem. But she's basically just, obviously,
doing the dishes and
obviously the technology isn't there to do special effects. But she's basically just walking around a city while everyone's running away screaming.
If I was a 50-foot woman, mate, I'd be shitting on people and pissing everywhere.
I bought Daryl Hannah did a remake. Do you remember that one? Don't know what year it was.
Vaguely. I've seen a picture of it.
The special effects in that was fucking worse than the original.
Oh.
And then finally, on December the 24th, so this is your Christmas film in the cinemas, Tom Thumb, which also included Peter Sellers and Teddy Thomas.
What's Tom Thumb about? Like a little fella who's the size of your thumb.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Tom Thumb. Off the top of my head.
Get off his head, Tommy Thumb.
I think a woodcutter is... Oh, that's Pinocchio. No, it is a woodcutter. I think he's given three wishes to not cut down this special tree. And he wishes for a son, but he makes a mistake with his wish and it comes out a little thumb boy. But then Teddy Thomas and Peter Sellers are villains and they try to use him to steal gold. I'm not selling this film, am I?
I sort of want to watch that.
It is good. Just for Peter Sellers and Teddy Thomas, isn't it? And that is your movies. Christmas TV. It's a little bit unfortunate, the Christmas TV 1958.
Oh, it's just full of nonsense and racism.
No, I was expecting that, but it's not.
Oh, got to be a circus. It's always got to be a circus.
There's always a circus in the 50s, you're right. BBC One, I'll go with first. So, why is that
trying to...
all the way up there?
Yeah, it does start in the notes app. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to tell.
Nice, okay, that's a bit strange. Okay, so TV starts at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
with the crib, the cross, and the crown. Family service for Christmas morning from Westbury Park Methodist Church in Bristol.
Bristol,
Bristolians, and then at 12:20 we had the close down.
Oh,
just telly went off till 2:30 in the afternoon, where
everyone
we had a royal prologue. Ready for the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen at 3 p.m.
What's a royal prologue? Is that here? Like
swim for
just...
shit.
What
just
is
gotta go and have a log.
Ew, will you wipe my anus, please?
What?
Charlie.
Okay. 3:15. Here he is. Billy Smart's family party circus.
Yay.
Christmas and his entire family invite children from all ages to join them in a real live family show.
Take it in August.
Then a film, Northwest Stampede from 1949.
Oh.
A story of adventure told against the background of the mighty Canadian Rockies and the spectacular thrills of the greatest rodeo of them all, the Calgary Stampede. Yeah.
Nice.
5:30 p.m. Plap.
What?
This
Easy
story
for you to say.
This story about a seabird called Plap was made on and around the island of St. Martin's in the Isle of Sicily, Cornwall. Storyteller Johnny Morris. Oh, it's Johnny Morris. You'd have had to watch that. Animal magic and all that. 6 o'clock news. That was for 5 minutes. Then on the 12th day, an enchanting and comical fantasy based on traditional Christmas song. Okay. 6:30, Christmas Night with the Stars. Introduced by David Nixon. Featuring the Charlie Chester Show, the Tony Hancock, Charlie
Tony
Drake.
Hancock. Yeah.
The Ted Ray Show.
No.
Wacko. And more. Ah, I know what Wacko is. More to come later.
Okay.
With the toys. 7:40, Harry Belafonte, the distinguished American artist in a program of music and song specially chosen for Christmas night.
See that.
8:25, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers star in Top Hat. Then the news.
Never seen it.
The Black Eye by James Bridie.
The Brown Eye.
An animated cartoon, The Candlemaker.
Oh,
I'm sure it was very nice. 11:52 p.m. Christmas Day epilogue. Mary's Boy Child, sung by Harry Belafonte.
Mary's Boy Child, Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. I think it's the same song.
That was exactly how it was. That was it. ITV TV. Christmas morning service at 11 a.m. from the Parish Church, Holy Trinity, Rudgwick, Sussex. 12:15, close up on Walt Disney's true life adventures.
Ooh.
Then a Christmas box. Her Majesty the Queen at Sandringham House. 3:15, from all of us to all of you. Doesn't go into detail.
From ooh, all 5 of o'clock, us to
Christmas
all of
in
you.
Cyprus.
Ooh!
Strange.
What was Cyprus like in 1958?
Fucking us.
Yeah. Or maybe it wasn't.
Spotlights on musicals, news, joyful and triumphant. Oh, Max Bygrave entertains.
No way.
Max Bygraves. 7:30, Double Your Money. Must be a quiz show, obviously. 8 o'clock, Alf's Button.
Hello, okay. I'm Alf.
Oh, this is my button.
I've lost it. Has anyone got a spare button?
9 o'clock, New Look.
Oh.
News. It's not going into detail what things are.
Yeah, it's 10.
10:05, film The Maltese Falcon, Humphrey Bogart.
No. Is it a war one? World War II?
1941's good.
I might watch it then. But I never will.
Carols for Christmas. Christmas in the North. People and Places. Sea Hunt. Once Upon a Time. Starring Cary Grant. Telly's poo. Telly's plop. That's it. I'm going to leave the telly there because it's just utter shite.
Shite.
Right. Get on to me music. I'm going to start with the singles.
This will be good.
Scroll down to number 10. Number 10, Mary's Boy Child, Harry Belafonte.
Mary's Boy Child.
Which was a re-release, because I think he was Christmas number one the year before.
No way.
I think. Don't quote me on it, I'm pretty certain. Number 9, More Than Ever, Come Prima, Malcolm Vaughan with the Michael Sams Singers. No idea. Number 8, High Class Baby, Cliff Richard and the Drifters. The Drifters later became The Shadows. Love Makes the World Go Round by Perry Como. Tom Dooley, Kingston Trio. It's All in the Game, Tommy Edwards. All these names mean nothing to me.
That means nothing to me.
Number 4, T for Two, Cha Cha. Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Two for tea.
Oh, yeah. Number 3, Tom Dooley by Lonnie Donegan.
Hasn't Tom Dooley just been at number 5 with a song?
No, Tommy Dorsey.
I was going to say, that's meta.
Number 2, Hootsman, the Lord Rockingham 11.
Hootsman. Hootsman.
You do know it. Hootsman, there's a moose loose about this hoose. Do 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 do.
That should have been Christmas number one.
Okay. And number one is It's Only Make Believe by Conway Twitty.
Who?
I know.
It's only make believe.
It's only make believe. No, I don't know. No, don't know how that goes. I should have said.
But I never.
Albums. Right. This is very heavy.
Musicals.
Heavy on the air musicals.
Yeah.
Number 10. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. Original soundtrack.
Oklahoma.
Number 9. Pack Up Your Troubles, Russ Conway.
Pack up your troubles in an old toothpick.
Number 8, Frank Sinatra sings for the Only the Lonely.
Only the Lonely. That can't be the Roy Orbison one.
No.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. Number 7, Oh Boy. Now, the original television soundtrack. When I saw the original television soundtrack, it picked my attention, so I Googled. And Oh Boy was the first teenage all-music show on British TV.
Oh,
which aired in 1958 to 59. It was given a Saturday evening slot, 6 to 6.30. And the house band was specially created for the show to support the solo acts. And they called themselves Lord Rock'n'Come's 11. Who themselves went on to have the number one hit with Hoots Mon.
No way.
So even though the number two in this week's chart, they did get to number one with that song. Number 6, Frank Sinatra again, Come Fly With Me.
Come Fly With Me.
Yeah. Number 5, Kid Creole Elvis.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
Number 4, The King and I original soundtrack.
Never seen it. Never will.
Elvis's Golden Records by Elvis.
Sweet.
Number 2, My Fair Lady, the original Broadway cast.
Meh.
And number 1, we all know. We all know. South Pacific. The original
Sweet
soundtrack.
As a nut. I like
South
that.
Pacific. Oh. Then I'm on to my little toy section.
A stick. Out of eggs.
Matchbox. Matchbox toys are still massive. Massively popular since hitting the market in 1953. So more toys are invented around them, like multi-story garages with working lifts and car washes and such. I've just watched a telly program. I think it's Toys That Make America Great or something. Something like that.
Hosted by Donald Trump.
No.
And, toys That Make America Great Again.
Matchbox basically ruled the world until... it was a woman. Oh, what company was it? Who invented Barbie? It was a
Mattel.
Man and wife couple.
Yeah. Mattel.
Mattel. Man and wife couple. She invented Barbie and he invented Hot Wheels, which went on to outdo Matchbox, and they ended up buying out Matchbox.
No way.
That's for another episode. Model making kits are massive. Ride on toys like the stage coaches for Cowboys and Indians because they were big.
No way.
Timpo, Cowboys and Indian figures, play sets are massive. Timpo was a British toy company founded in 1938. Started making toys from wood and Bakelite, but following World War II, they started making soldiers from hollow cast metal, which was a big success.
Lead.
Then from 54. Started making the figures from plastic. The big selling point was that all the body parts were interchangeable. And they did Cowboys and Indians and like the French Legionnaires and Vikings and Romans, everything. I've got a load of the cowboy ones up in the loft.
Have you?
Yeah. Life was so simple in 1958, the pull-along toys like a wooden chicken whose wings flapped when you pull it, or a cow's head that nodded when you pulled it. All big sellers. Easy to please kids back in 1958. This surprised me. 1958 was the first Scale Electric.
No way.
Scale Electric Model Racing is introduced this year.
That was the boss.
Yeah. The Pluto Platter was sold to the new American toy company, Wham-O.
Whammo!
In 1957. In 1958, after a few modifications, it was renamed to the Frisbee. Named after the famous American pie in a tin company where the idea came from. Students from universities close to the pie factory would throw the empty pie tins to each other, yelling, "Frisbee!" as they let it go.
I can Back to the Future 3. I'd go, "What?" Smack. Break me nose. Bang.
Chucking metal tins at each other.
Do you remember there was a phase?
We'd be going, in England, we'd be going, "Free Pentos!"
Yeah, fucking with the pie in it. There was a phase in our youth where whatever I did, it would always hit Michelle in the head.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kick a ball, hit a ball with a racket, a shuttlecock, snooker cue, anything. So I'd go, knock a perm off.
There was a time when she absolutely hated you. She said, "He always picks on me." What do you mean? "He always chips me up or throws things at me or kicks things at me." He doesn't mean it. He does.
Happy memory.
So they had the Frisbee, which obviously went on to be a big seller. And Wham-O also had another massive seller this year, which sold over 20 million units in its first year. Went on to become one of the best-selling toys of all time.
Frosby.
Ew.
Frosby.
Frosby.
It's the opposite of the Frisbee.
The hula hoop.
Oh! Weird.
Mm.
Weird.
Weird. So that's it, yeah? If you're not chucking a metal pie tin around, you're spinning a hoop around your head.
Frisbee.
Have you got your joke ready?
I fucking have, mate.
Well,
it's
go
actually
first.
A boss one.
Oh, it'll be the fucking first one then. But you haven't asked ChatGB for it?
Oh, I have.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll do mine then. What's the best way to clean your hands during the festive period?
In the sink. We've got water and soap.
With sanitizer.
That was a ChatGPT joke. This is a ChatGPT joke. Why did the cheese... I asked it to write a joke about cheese on toast. Okay. Why did the cheese on toast go to the Christmas party?
Don't know.
Because it wanted to brie in the festive mood.
That was all right.
Woo!
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Snow is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bells sound. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas and old children wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled. There's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. For Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.
Santa Claus is on the dole.
We need